All right, good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the meeting of the Pacific Ed Governance Committee to order. It's September 21st, 2006 at 8:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If we can begin with a roll call.
Okay. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Lydia Brazon? Lydia, you need...
Sorry, this is Lydia. I was muted.
There, okay. Jim Brown, A.C. Bird, Cade Campbell, Mark Hernandez, Bob Letterer. Star 6 to unmute. He was here a minute ago. We'll continue for that. R. Paul Martin here. Rosalinda Montez Palacios. Richard Phelps, George Ryder. Oh, is everybody muted? Serene Roberts?
Here.
Julie Rodriguez?
Here.
Wendy Schroll? Deb Shafto? Okay. Bob Letterer?
Here.
Okay. Who else was here? George Ryder?
Here.
Okay. See, who else was here before?
Is it Deb Shafto?
I called Deb. Deb Shafto?
Yes. There?
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay, yes, we have eight.
Okay, thanks, R. Paul. We'll now go into, and I apologize, I just realized on the agenda I don't have approval of the agenda, but I'll go ahead and read the agenda for those that are listening. Right now we have the roll call, 5 minutes, approval of minutes, 10 minutes, working group report backs, each for 15 minutes, and those bylaws, code of conduct, contracts, policies and procedures. And then we have old business for 15 minutes, new business for 15 minutes, and the PNB report for September is an additional item.
Hey, guys, this is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. Thanks for joining.
Okay.
So I will, at this point, entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Moved.
Was that so moved?
George, and I moved it, yes.
Okay. Thanks, George. Is there a second?
Second.
I need a second in the committee.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All right, hearing none. Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none. We'll move into approval of minutes. And R. Paul, I'll turn it over to you.
All right. Let me tell everyone, I'm having these computer things tonight, so I may be a little bit slow on some of these things here. So, all right. We have the minutes of the last meeting, August 17th, and I move to approve the minutes of August 17th, 2006.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? No. Are there any objections? Okay, hearing none, so moved. We'll now, are there any additional outstanding minutes at this point, R. Paul?
Nope.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. The notes are
hello.
Each and every time. The minutes, I should say.
Am I?
I can hear you.
Oh, there you are. I wanted to abstain because I haven't had a chance to read them. I know they came out yesterday or maybe the day before. I haven't had a chance to read them, so I just wanted to abstain.
Okay. Does that require us to go through a full roll call?
Well, abstention isn't an objection.
Okay, so you could just write it in the record? You said it is or it isn't?
It's not.
Okay.
So it's still passed without objection.
Okay. But if the record could note that Serene did abstain from that.
Okay.
Okay, moving forward with working group report backs, and please say that the working group's met. I really, really, really hope. I'm very hopeful this evening. We'll start with the bylaws. Where are we at with the bylaws working group?
It was Tuesday night. You should have, I sent out Tuesday night the minutes of the meeting. There were two items that were recommended for consideration by the governance committee to forward to the PNB. There was one item that we discussed but decided to put off for a while, which was the change in the timeline for the election. Shall I read what the two items that we forward were?
Yes.
Okay. So these are recommended as bylaw changes, and one of them had to do with what happens when a member changes their status from either staff to listener or listener to staff. And this is the suggested text. An LSB member who changes status from listener representative to staff representative or vice versa will have 1 year to fill 1 year or till the end of their term to remain on the board if they choose, after which they will be replaced by the usual procedure for a resignation.
It was 1 year or the rest of their term, whichever comes first.
So it says. They'll have 1 year or till the end of their term to remain on the board if they choose. Oh, I see what you mean. Whichever comes first has to be in there. So let's amend that to put in whichever comes first.
This is Serena. I'd like to speak to that.
George? Could you email that as plain text in the body of a message to the list so I can get a hold of it? Because on my email is at work and I have to get it off the web.
Okay, I'll have to. Yes, I can do that. I'll do it right now.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, George. That way we can have it in front of us. Okay, I'll go ahead and take a stack. Or that doesn't need a second, right? Sorry, I get confused with that. I'll go ahead and take a stack, and I heard Serene. Is there anyone else? Okay, go ahead, Serene.
Yeah, I think a year is too long for someone to be representing a group of which they're no longer a part. I think 30 days notice and then, 10 days notice and 30 days is the max that situation should really exist. I do think that that we may need to set up a process whereby if someone charges that, well, X is no longer part of that group, they're now a part of this group, that there should be a process for the person to contest that if they wish. But that there's no way that someone who, for example, is no longer a staff person should be on the board representing staff or using a staff seat for a year or vice versa.
Speak to that.
Okay, thanks, Serene. Was that Deb?
The reason why we thought about that was that anything less would enable a manager to get rid of some staff off the LSB that might give him or her a bad rating. And if they have the ability to stay on for a year, we were aware that there would be a lack of staff representation. But on the other hand, the more likely need is to eliminate the power of the general manager to control who does his rating.
Well, can I speak, or is there someone else waiting?
Go ahead. Oh, is there anyone else before Serene goes again? All right, hearing none, go ahead.
If that's a concern, I really think maybe folks need to pay more attention to what the elections committee is doing, because the elections committee is, in fact, making it possible, even where there are unions, for managers to simply strike someone off the list. So, I think maybe that's how that concern should be addressed. But if there has been a change in status, the fact that someone may no longer be a paid staff person, for example, does not mean that they do not or have not always done unpaid work. All of our paid staff is underpaid anyway, and everyone does work for which they're not paid, whether or not they generally get a check. So I might be open to some discussion of moderating the term because the unpaid staff qualification at most radio stations is 3 months, where there are unions, as in New York. You know, you can become a member of the unpaid staff organization within a period of 4 months. So I think there's some work, some room to work there, but a year is simply entirely too long.
Can I hear it read again?
Yeah, could you read it again, George? And I could try to capture it in an email. Go ahead.
I've sent it to you, R. Paul. You should have it any moment.
You sent it to the list, right?
No, I forwarded it to you.
Okay, my email is down. If you could send it to the list as plain text, I can get it off the list by the web.
Okay, so it has to be... Read it again, then. An LSB member who changes status from listener representative to staff representative or vice versa will have 1 year or till the end of their term, whichever comes first, to remain on the board if they choose, after which they will be replaced by the usual procedure for a resignation.
I'd like to speak to it.
Go ahead.
This sounds like at least a reasonable way of starting out. There's always been the question of what would happen if somebody just gets, bounced out of something. There's a question of... it goes both ways. It's a question of, what happens if management decides to just get rid of people who are not their friends, who happen to be elected to the LSB? And then there's the other thing of what happens when people who have been elected as listeners start getting more involved with the station and maybe end up somewhat on the air and all that kind of thing. So this has been something that's needed to be addressed since the bylaws came about, because it has been a question, and people have raised the question from time to time. A year or end of term, that's probably a good enough way of doing it, I suppose. I don't know if there is any kind of a perfect way of doing it here, but the thing is, if somebody's elected by staff, they managed to get elected, and certainly if you elect somebody and suddenly bang, they're just thrown out, you don't want your vote canceled out in that way. So I would think that people who are elected staff, for instance, would be should be able to stay on past having been somehow summarily thrown out or something. On the other hand, if they leave the station, go away or something, they're probably not going to show up at LSB meetings anymore anyway, so it would become a moot point after a couple of meetings. So sounds like a good idea to me.
Okay, is there anyone else that would like to speak to the motion?
Bob?
Go ahead, Bob.
Well, I'm not sure what I think of this. It's really got a lot of implications kind of both directions of the scenarios that could happen. And, I think various people are making valid points about, the implications. But I personally don't feel prepared to vote tonight. And I think this is something we should consult with a broader group before we just say, this is the text, let's go with this, recommend that the PNB adopt this and, move on. I think the LSBs might want to debate this before it's in a final, rigid form of a bylaws amendment that they can either vote up or down. The question of a year versus less than a year, I think it needs some thought. The whole thing that Serene mentioned about at BAI, the contract with the unpaid staff organizing committee says that you become a member after 4 months. So if a person was very dedicated to the station, but their main commitment had been through a paid job, and for whatever reason, that they no longer had it, whether they were fired or whether they quit or they had to get a new job for income reasons, who knows, but yet they wanted to stay committed, if this was the first time they had ever done unpaid work, it could be 4 months before they're qualified. And anyway, I'm just saying there's a lot of complications about it, and I don't think we should rush into this tonight. So I would suggest we bring it forward to the PNB as a suggestion that is being floated and that it be kind of circulated for comment and whether the 1 year is the right interval. I think the principle is okay. It's the interval that I think is, you know, still needs to be thought more about.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, I mean, I would have to agree. I mean, I think that there's a great deal that still has to be considered, including the fact that the different stations, because they have different staff unions and so forth, it's not uniform, for example. And what we have discovered here is that at the time of the election, someone, let's say, might qualify as unpaid staff, but then maybe the rest of the time they don't, you know, they don't meet the same 30 hours in 3 months, right, in any 3 months throughout the year. So there's no built-in criteria. It was definitely the downfall in the bylaws that it didn't define what happens. It only defines how you have to qualify for the election, but then there was no ongoing criteria. And it works the other way as well, is that we have folks who ran as listener members, but then put in way more hours than would really be considered unpaid staff now. And yet they continue as listener sponsors. So, you know, all of these things need to be just specified some way. I'm not saying that it would even change the basic premise of this motion that much. I also think a year is a bit much. But definitely you have to include these other things. And it's what those of us that have attempted to make some of the bylaws changes, is that what you discover is that one tiny little change affects another portion and so on and so forth. So you need to address all of it. It's usually much larger than one anticipates. So I do agree that it needs more discussion, and I do agree that we need to take it to our LSVs. Thanks.
Hello. Richard is present, and I'd like to speak on this if possible.
Hi, Richard. Thanks for joining.
I'm typing and talking at the same time.
Okay. All right. Well, I had heard Wendy and Richard, so go ahead, Wendy.
Okay. Well, this meeting that we had this week, it was basically only three people came to it, and so I'm wondering how much interest there is. I know that there was some kind of meeting at WBAI that came up at the last minute. But it still is, that's one of the things that we discussed at this meeting, is that we need all kinds of input from all kinds of different people in order to make bylaws changes that can pass. So, we were thinking of, you know, how can we put it out, you know, like, this is a starting point to come up with some kind of amendment like this and then somehow circulate it to the different stations and let people debate it. You know, we need to do that, and we need, I know everybody's really overworked and overextended and everything, but we need to come to the working group meetings. So that's all. We all agree that we need a lot of input on this.
All right. Thanks, Wendy. Richard?
Could somebody quickly just read back to me the motion that we're talking about so I have clarity on it?
Could you take care of that?
An LSB member who changes status from listener representative to staff representative or vice versa will have 1 year or till the end of their term, whichever comes first, to remain on the board if they choose, after which they will be replaced by the usual procedure for a resignation.
Okay. I think there needs to be, that needs to be looked at, and I want to tell you about something that just happened at KPFA that has to also be looked at in terms of modifying our attendance policy. It has just come out within the last month that one former staff LSB member resigned on September 3rd. He had not been at a meeting since January. He had missed, his attendance was 53% the year before, and he'd never been on a committee, never been anything. He was basically a placeholder for a certain faction. And several of us kept saying, you know, where is this guy? What's going on? And the people
Chair, point of order.
I want to explain this because it's very important.
Okay, that may be so, but
point of order. And then move on. Go ahead, Sreen.
Yeah, this kind of characterization about other people and why they're there, and, you know, that's really not necessary. If the member speaks English, which the rest of us are using, I'm sure it's possible to express his concern without doing that sort of thing.
Well, okay. I'm not saying any names, and I'm just giving you the facts.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Can we move on?
Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Serene.
I believe it is improper to impute motive to others, and I ask that the member be reminded of this and that he be asked to refrain from doing it and find some other way to make his point or express his concern.
Okay, Richard, can you keep your comment neutral and talk about the, you know...
Well,
the
okay, I'll watch the adjectives, but the facts won't be neutral. This man was given excused absences over and over and over again when people objectively knew he no longer worked at the station. We checked the records finally and found that he last worked in April. Now, according to the bylaws, as a staff employee, when you stop working, you're no longer a foundation member, and you're gone. And that was not disclosed. And just so people will know, one of the members on our LSB is the producer of the program he worked for. So she certainly knew when he stopped working. Anyway, so what was going on was, and the person coming up was clearly of a different point of view. So there was, you know, something going on that needs to be remedied somehow, and more clarity in the process of, you know, when the guy finally left, his attendance percentage was 41%. And there were big fights all the time about whether to excuse him or not. But, you know, he missed, each year he missed 7 meetings in a row.
Okay, so I think
we need to redo that attendance policy along with this thing.
Around this issue, then, you know, creates instances and situations where people are either, you know, remain in a position or are withdrawn from a position based on, you know, subjective, like, facts, and there's not, or people feel that it's subjective and that there's not an objective process that everyone is subject to regardless of what their political leanings are or on whatever faction or board. Yes?
Right. I mean, the only way you're gone for absences now is if you have 3 unexcused absences in a row. And this guy was down to 40%. I mean,
yeah,
he never
participated. I think we might be confusing a couple issues, though, because one, I think, you know, part of what you're speaking to is absences, but what this motion is specifically speaking to is a change of status from a staff member to then a listener member,
right.
And when that happens. And so I don't know if...
Well, I'm just saying if we're going to get into that issue, we need to look at the attendance and change, because this person changed from a staff member to not working there and got kept on the board for 7 months or so.
Without even asking for an excuse.
But I
absence.
Think it's the attendance issue is a separate issue.
Right. Okay, well, I think that they're interrelated in terms of that whole area needs to be tightened up and made clear so that we don't have, strange things going on.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the things that we've asked, one of the motions that we're putting before the PNB in their September meeting is to provide clarity on, in particular, the 3 absence motion that was adopted, I believe, a year and a half or 2 years back. I think we're working towards creating more clarity and just process around these issues. So I appreciate, the fact that they continue to be highlighted as, you know, still issues. So is there anyone else? Would anyone else like to comment on this? And just to give a heads up, we're over the time for the bylaws. So I know you had a second one, George. Do you want to go ahead and introduce that at this point?
Well, no. Actually, I want to comment on this, but can you hear me? I've been trying to be on the stack for 3 minutes.
No, I couldn't. Go ahead if you can keep your comments brief, and then we're going to need to move to a vote because, again, we are over the time for the bylaws.
Most of the discussion really is about do you switch from being a listener representative to a staff representative. And it sounds to me like that also needs to be looked into. And is whether you want to make that network-wide or whether you want to allow each station to decide that. And that sounds like we really have to, you know, bring that back to the working group and come up with something about that. It sounds to me like what we ought to do is recommend it to the PNB and then ask them to recommend it to the LSBs or however you want to do that.
Okay. Is there any, I guess we can't entertain any further comment on the issue. And it seems like we'll have to go ahead and vote the issue now, either up or down. Are there objections to the motion before us?
Hello, this is Grace Aaron.
Yes, Grace?
I believe Bob, did you want to make a motion to
postpone?
To postpone.
Maybe somebody could help me formulate this. It's not to postpone our committee's consideration. It's more to kind of put it out to a much larger, you know, to the PNB, to all five LSBs, and then come back to us after we've gotten that feedback and then revisit it. So how would we frame that?
I think we can move to circulate the, you know, the bylaws working group's motion or comment to the PNB five LSBs. Is that it?
That's pretty close, yeah.
PNB and five LSBs.
Right. Circulate for comment.
You guys, I'm Julie.
Yes.
I wonder if we shouldn't just, like, move to have a website where here's things we're considering, and then, I mean, to do this one at a time when they're so not formulated seems kind of premature, I think. I think there needs to be, like, a national discussion list about bylaws again. I haven't thought this through, actually. I'm just kind of talking off the top of my head. But
This is Grace.
Okay.
I'd like to say something. I can see from the discussion about this proposed bylaws amendment that it can have both positive implications but also negative implications. In other words, it can solve a problem but create another problem. I think that because it's not overwhelmingly acceptable to the governance committee, it probably would never pass as a bylaws amendment worded the way it is now. So I would suggest that we either refer it back to the bylaws committee, because even have discussion about it, I don't think will be productive. It won't result in an actual vote for a bylaws amendment. It's just not getting enough support. And so I think we should either send it back to the committee or just vote it down. That would be, but I would make a motion, I guess, to refer it back to the bylaws amendment committee.
Well, this is funny. If I could just finish. The fact, you know, yes, of course, no amendment should be put forth to the public if it doesn't have a chance in passing or you know, on a split vote. But the governance committee is not super representative of all the stations, especially the way it's attended. But I just was going to say, what I'm going to do, no matter what you guys decide right now, is put it out on discussion lists, all the Pacifica lists that I'm on, and just see what people think. So I don't know what the motion is. I'm going to do that no matter what you guys decide. So.
Well, and I think it'll be helpful to get comment from folks on a broader scale. I do agree that that this isn't a single issue, and so figuring out some way of having discussion around potential bylaws amendments. But I don't think that prohibits us from beginning to circulate some of these things for comment. My concern is that the way that the motion is written right now is that it is somewhat narrowly looking at the issue, and just in our discussions, a couple of other things came up. And so I'm trying to think about how we can, if it's a matter of asking the bylaws working group to come up with, you know, a list of, I'm not too sure where to go with this.
This is Wendy again. I mean, we all understand that bylaws amendments are a big deal, and with the limitations on only being able to do one set of amendments at a time per year, obviously we would put forth as many as we could at once. So there's a lot more work that needs to be done on it, and I just wanted to also let you guys know that the KPFT delegates met last night and did not pass the proposed bylaws amendment about adding another at-large member. So whatever we do on that, you know, we have to go at it in a real organized way.
This is get on the stack?
Go ahead.
One of the reasons why we wanted to push this forward is because there's been such poor attendance at the subcommittee meeting. All people who were there from KPFD. We need larger involvement. We need people thinking about all the ramifications to such cooperation over and over again, and what we're getting is nothing. So what we need to do is put this forward as though it were go somewhere, and then people might respond. They don't seem to respond to please to join a subcommittee. If we duck this, if we just vote it down for a committee, nothing more can be done about it except thinking of the three people who were there. We really need to get a...
This is Lydia. Can you hear me?
Yeah, your phone
Lydia.
Works great.
Okay. Is there a sac?
No.
Oh, okay. So I agree with two of that which is on the table. One is Bob's to postpone but have it come back to governance and to put it out to the LSBs and so forth. I also agree with Wendy because there are so many issues, and every time we go through an election, we come up with, you know, one or two different other issues. This is only one of them. A lot of things have resurfaced as they do every time we have an election. So, and I wholeheartedly agree. We have to figure out, since these votes, including this bylaws amendment, would require a membership vote, that's, you know, a whole, that's even beyond the PNB voting on it once a year. So, if I would recommend, and perhaps Wendy, you know, on through email, we can all discuss how to get ourselves on a discussion website exclusive to the bylaws. Since we didn't have a bylaws convention, we are really suffering during this whole electoral period because of not having, whether it was a bylaws convention or having made sufficient bylaws changes. But anyway, so I would recommend doing both, is to postpone, but with a specific language that we are going to send it out to the LSBs and the PMB for input back to us, and it would come back to us so all of us can give more thought to it. It doesn't make sense to send this out to the PMB and have circular discussion. We just don't have that much time. As it is, you know, we have multi-hour meetings, and it's too much until we have done the legwork on it and the groundwork on it and the foundation work on this with greater specificity. So anyway, that would be my recommendation. But again, I support both notions.
Okay, and just to follow up on that, I mean, I think that that's the purpose of having subcommittees of the PNB, is to get the work done so that when it does go to the PNB, they don't have to spend as much time trying to think of 20 million different scenarios or how this could play out at each one of the stations. So I also agree and would support, you know, circulating this for additional comment and also finding a mechanism just in general for the bylaws discussions to take place, whether it's via the web or through a listserv or however. I don't know what would be the most suitable for folks. And then also to Deb's comments, I just wanted to mention that if the intent of or the goal of the motion is to get folks more actively involved in the working groups and in the committees and things like that, I'm not sure if that if the motion would really produce that type of outcome. And so I do agree that that's a problem, not just on the bylaws work. I mean, not just in the governance working groups, but across the foundation, is that, you know, there oftentimes is a handful of folks that are carrying a huge part of the weight. Is, you know, maybe we should look at that on a broader, you know, look at really what are some solutions for that engagement, and how do we begin to kind of motivate people and get them working together and more involved. So that's my two cents. We do have to move on, though, so I'd like to... Bob, was that a motion that you had put forward? I'm sorry, I forget if that was a completed motion
or not.
Well,
yeah, I didn't really work out wording. I was just hoping someone else could
answer. Madam Chair?
Yes.
I thought I heard someone make a motion to refer this back to the working group.
Not want to see it.
This is George. Would you? Can you hear me, first of all?
I've been trying to get up. We can hear you.
Did you hear me before?
What'd you say?
I asked to get on the stack. I didn't get any response.
Oh, no, I didn't.
The intention of this proposal was to handle the problem in front of us. The only thing I've heard back about this is questions about the length of the term. And, as I said before, questions about, well, just what does it mean to go from a listener to a staff representative? That seems to be where the real issues are, particularly addressed here, and certainly needs to be handled again. I really don't want to see this come back to the working group, because I don't know what we do with it other than send it back to you. I'd like to see is have it distributed to the LSBs. The mechanism for that might be, and I'll make this as a proposal, we recommend this be passed forward to the PNB for distribution to the LSBs for commentary.
Can we just distribute it to the LSBs and to the PNB, or does it have to come from the PNB?
No, frankly.
Directors, anyone?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question, Julie.
Oh, I was just wondering, does this have to go to the PNB and then be circulated by them, or can I just go ahead and circulate this to the PNB and the five LSBs and put, you know, ask them to provide feedback maybe in the next month?
You can send it to KPFT. I'd like to know, can any person send messages to each of the LSBs? They can to KPFT. It's just lsb@kpft.org. I think they can to KPFK.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
I think everybody can. I mean, if we wanted to be technical about it, I mean, we also should have, although I don't know if DFW is on, but the other stations are certainly represented on this call, and those directors could forward it to their LSBs. But I've never seen anything to preclude this from happening. As long as we're clear, you know, that this wasn't passed, it was just referred to us from the our bylaws working group, and we would like to have commentary on it before we offer, as a committee, an opinion to the PMB.
Right.
That would be my only preface to it. Other than that, I don't think anybody would. I don't think there's anything to prepare.
Yeah, and I already said I was going to do my own personal one, but I was just asking the question: is there a public email address for each LSB that will expand to all the members? Can I send a message to the WBAI LSB?
Not directly.
Just somebody out there can't do that?
No, the LSB, WBAI LSB mailing list is closed, but there is an LSB, I think it's like lsb@wbai.org. You can send to that, and it goes to someone, I forget whom, and they can forward it to the LSB's mailing list.
Oh, it doesn't go directly. Somebody has to approve it and send it?
Yeah, it's two different buckets, so to speak, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm gonna try and get that address from you guys, I guess, off the call.
Okay.
Well, actually, on the call would be good. What is the address that we send it to?
If somebody else has web access, could they get it? Because I gotta.
No, don't we have three LSB members on the call?
Believe it's lsb@wbai.org.
Okay, I'll try that. Thanks.
Point of information.
So, Wendy, are you, sorry, one second, Sreen, are you suggesting then that you would send out an email?
I could. I could send the same. I mean, it's just, all I would say is, here's a thing we were thinking about for the bylaws. What do you guys think?
Yeah, the other thing I was going to suggest, I don't know if it matters or not, but what I could do is just type up something quickly, send it out to the PatGov group, and then folks can make sure to get it on the list that it needs to get it onto.
Okay, that's great.
Okay.
I can confirm. I got it on the other machine. It's lsb@wbai.org.
Excellent. Thank you.
Sorry, Sreen, go ahead.
Yeah, I actually wanted to suggest, Julie, that you do just what you just said, which is you prepare a brief statement, you know, without all the rambling and commentary, and send it out to our list, and each person who's on the list is responsible for making sure it gets to their LSB. I mean, we're a national committee. Everyone's here.
Okay. I think that sounds like a plan. And sorry, I just chuckled, Sreen, because I feel like you and I are on the same wavelength tonight. Like, I mentioned your name, you jumped on the call earlier, and, you know, we're on the same page, so let's keep it moving. All right, are folks comfortable with moving in that direction? Do we need to do a formal motion stating that, or?
Well, there's a motion on the floor, actually. There may be two motions on the floor. I think there's a, well, one is a motion from the working group, and then there's, I think there's a motion to refer it back to the working group.
I think that that was a suggestion, but wasn't put forward as an official motion. I know that Bob was working on language around circulating something for comment, so which I think would be, in essence, this motion. So if folks wanted in a formal motion, I'm happy to craft one right now, but if we're okay just moving forward with the understanding that as soon as we're done here, I'll send out just a brief email to the PatGov group and that folks from each of the listener stations, that they can reach out to their folks. Do we have anyone from PFW on the line right now?
This is George. Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Yes, George.
With this phone. Anyway, I did make a motion. The motion was to forward it to the PNB for circulation to the LSBs. We had a discussion about whether we needed to do that in order to get it to the LSBs. Being informally sent to people who will bring it up maybe to the LSBs, I would like at least that the chair of the governance committee forward it to the LSBs for consideration and discussion. That way, there's an official thing that's been done and there's some action been taken that needs to be responded to. The other way, maybe it will, maybe it won't.
Can I hear the motion again, please?
The motion... to the PNB for circulation to the LSBs as a proposal and for commentary. Commentary to be referred back to the members of the governance committee who are on the LSB.
Okay, I have to send the motion to the PNB for circulation to the LSBs for comment and...
For comment to be returned to the members of the governance committees on the LSB.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, George, the only thing is Julie, who's the chair of the governance committee, whom you said should send this directly to the LSBs as a formal step, is not on the PNB right now. So the way your motion is written, it requires that it go to the PNB for them to distribute it to the LSBs, and I thought that's what you were trying to avoid was the extra step.
So
if you can just clarify that then.
What I would like is to have this be acted on.
Okay.
The PNB and have them circulate it requires a moment or two to just sort of circulate it, to decide to circulate it.
Right. May I recommend that you either specify the chair of the PMB and or the chair of the PMB governance committee to do so. Otherwise, if it just remains vague like that, it's another one of those things that won't happen. So I would be more specific, and I think, you know, either one.
Chair of the PMB to the LSBs. That would be fine.
Break it up, George.
Problem. Is it coherent now?
Yes.
Okay. If that makes a difference, then by all means, make the recommendation or make the motion. Sorry. Motion that the chair of the governance committee refer this to the chair of the PNB to the LSPs for.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to offer up a substitute motion. Sorry to confuse things, but I'd prefer to just cut out the PMB chair, not for any want of power over this issue, but just I think that it'll get dropped. And so rather than having another thing that we've acted on get dropped, I'm going to offer up the motion that the governance committee chair will forward to the LSBs for consideration and discussion.
And the PMB.
What was
okay.
that?
That's fine.
So the LSBs and PMB for consideration and discussion, the bylaws working group motion.
I don't see why it needs to go to the PNB. Everybody's...
Yeah, they'd like to CC them on it, just so that they're
okay,
aware.
Okay, great.
Because
we're their committee.
I'll address the wording of this. I think specifically we want comment from, and they'll receive it through their LSBs anyway, but I just think that out of courtesy for the PNB, I'd like to CC them on it.
Cool.
Could I ask, one, who makes this amendment, I guess it is?
It was a substitute motion, and I made it.
Who's I?
Julie.
Oh, the chair, okay. And could I hear it again?
What was that?
Could I hear the thing again?
Yes. Would you like me to email it to you?
Well, if it's short enough, we could probably do it faster if you just
okay.
say it. Okay.
Governance. I move that the governance committee chair forward to the LSBs and PNB for consideration and discussion.
Yep.
The motion brought forth by the bylaws working group.
Okay, the governance committee chair forward to the LSBs and PNB for consideration and discussion. The motion brought forth by the bylaws working group.
Yes.
Okay.
Regarding change of status of LSB members.
All right, we'll tack that on. Are there... Is there any further discussion? Hopefully not.
This is Bob, real fast.
Bob?
This doesn't have to be an amendment. It's just something if we could agree without objection that Julie will put in a little note saying that the committee's not taking any position. We're just circulating this
for comment.
In a preliminary way to get comment. Some language. We don't have to work it out right now.
I will be happy to do that.
Great.
All right, any further discussion? All right, hearing none, are there any objections to the substitute motion? Hearing none, so moved. I will go ahead and take care of this evening after the call. Moving on to...
Point of order, Madam Chair. We actually have to vote on it again since it's a substitute.
I accepted it as a friendly amendment. You don't really have to... I made the original proposal... Julie had a change to it. I accepted it as that's fine.
Well, okay, then you're sort of withdrawing yours. And if there's no objection, then that's fine and it's over.
Right, good.
Okay,
hearing no objection, then let's continue on. Okay. The Code of Conduct Working Group. And by the way, thank you, George, for letting me know your next meeting time. I'm going to include that in the report. So before we go any further, Code of Conduct, do you all have a next meeting time?
Julie. Understand.
No?
Well, we had one other. I'm assuming you can hear me. Want to do that now or you want to put it off?
You know what? Unless someone wants to extend time for this agenda item, we've way exhausted it, and I'm happy to do so, but I'd like that to come from the body. So there is one more motion from the bylaws working group.
Here, Deb, she moved to extend for 10 minutes.
Okay, which one's moving? Is that George? You're going to move to extend for 10?
Actually, it was Deb who did that, but...
Okay.
Her voice is not coming through.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so Deb has moved to extend bylaws report back for 10 minutes. Are there any objections? Hearing none, so moved. Go ahead with the second motion.
This is to correct a problem with the way the bylaws are written. Fees will have 30.
Is there a name on this one?
Yeah.
Hello?
Please, 6.
Sorry, my husband. Oh, never mind. Okay.
Go ahead, George.
It says LSBs will have 30 days after approval of a bylaws change by the PNB to vote on the bylaws change. My understanding is that bylaws at the moment say they'll have till the end of the month. Well, obviously, if something comes to them on the 28th, it's pretty much useless. So this seems to be just a normalization of something which is really in there already and is just poorly crafted. perhaps there's some other issue here we didn't notice, but that's what we thought it was going on. So anyway, the proposal is that we forward this to the PNB as a bylaws change to be enacted.
Okay. Is there any comment on the issue?
Could I hear this read again, please?
LSBs will have 30 days after approval of a bylaws change by the PNB to vote on the bylaws change.
And our poll is also included in the email that George sent out.
Yeah, as I said, my email is down.
I sent one to PacGov, so you should have it.
Let's see if it got in there.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, is there any further discussion on this?
Yeah, this is Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, well, this is clearly needed. This is a very poorly, the original, the bylaws section that this would amend was a very poorly drafted thing that said, you know, that once the PNB votes on amendment, then the delegate assemblies must vote within the calendar month. So we actually had an incident where the PNB voted on like the 28th of a month, which, you know, would have meant you had 3 days to do it. So this makes good sense. I have a question about the procedure around more than one amendment at a time, because I think that the bylaws do allow the PNB and then the delegate assemblies to consider, they don't, let's put it this way, they don't prohibit considering two different things at a time. And I think we as a governance committee should consider grouping things like that, because otherwise we're subjecting the listeners to this endless 60-day cycle that you have to listen to a cart saying, you know, an amendment has been proposed to do blah, blah, blah. The board will vote on it on X date. For more information, go to the website. And it's just all these technical, boring changes that we have to do because the bylaws were flawed are just going to deluge people with carts. And I think it would be better if we took something like this and maybe, I don't know if the earlier item is going to be ready soon enough, but, you know, some of these things that are not earth-shakingly major, and just group them together, propose them to the PNB at the same time, and then have one cart that says several changes concerning topic A, topic B, and topic C have been proposed. Go to the website if you want details, or if you don't have, you know, if you need a hard copy, call this phone number, it'll be mailed to you. That's just my suggestion to, you know, ease the ears of the listeners.
Okay, nobody disagrees on bundling them.
Go ahead. Who else? Is there additional comment?
Well, this is Wendy. I was just saying that we all agree on that we should put them all together at once. I think you would actually have to change the bylaws to not repeat the text on the air. I don't know.
But, no, you don't have to repeat the entire text. We didn't do it the last time because it would have been a 7-minute cart.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, I agree.
I agree also. As sort of approved by the governance committee and just hold it in abeyance until we get some more input.
Exactly.
What was that? I'm sorry, George. I didn't get the last part of your comment.
Can we approve this and hold it in abeyance until we get some more to send forward, or send it forward and mention to the PNB that we think it ought to be bundled with some others which will be forthcoming so they can hold it instead of us? But whichever, that we go ahead and approve this today unless there's some objection to the substance of it.
Okay, is there additional comment?
I'm sorry, it's Bob. I forgot one minor point. Before it's ready to do anything, it has to be put in formal bylaws language, so maybe we could ask the working group to at its next meeting to put it in that, you know, the current language is X, the proposed language is Y, and just do it very officially, word for word.
Oh, I see what you mean. To put the two of them together so that it's clear.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Great. Well, do we want to entertain a formal motion to do that, or are folks fine with the understanding that the working group will put this into formal language to then bring back to the committee for approval?
What my understanding of what Bob was saying was that we ought to just compare it with the other one that's already in there. Is there anything not clear about this that we need to consider?
Well, can I answer?
Go ahead.
I wasn't saying it was unclear. I was saying it's not in the kind of formal language that would be suitable to actually be in the bylaws. So you just take the sentence that's there now and track it and then make the appropriate wording change and then just put those two next to each other the next time you bring it forward. Just say, currently they read, this shall happen and that shall happen. Now it would read, this shall happen and that shall happen. You know, see what I'm saying?
I get it.
Okay, so again, do we need to entertain a formal motion regarding this, or are folks fine with the understanding of what the next steps are?
We'll just do it unless there's some objection to that.
Okay. Are there any objections? Alrighty, hearing none, then let's move on to, and thanks, Bylaws Working Group, for getting meeting and getting work done. I really appreciate that. And I know the foundation does, too. So code of conduct working
group. Now, hold on. There was one more item in their report that's actually the most important.
But?
Do you want to do it, George, or should I read it? George, you're cutting out. Okay, well, I'll just read the report and read the sentence. The changes to the timeline for elections that were previously submitted to the LSBs for action are under consideration for resubmission. Now, I wanted to ask, I was confused by that. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Well, there was the line was changed at the LSBs for approval, and it didn't get approved in time to be of any use in this election. And so we would basically look at it again, see if there's anything to be changed about it. Probably get it.
Julie, this is Wendy.
Hold on.
George, your phone is really cutting out bad. So I was there, and let me just tell you that one of the problems we had was that we did not have the text of the previous bylaws amendment that was put forth to all the LSBs, and some of them didn't vote on it. Some of them changed what they were voting on. Some, it never passed. And so we were talking about considering changing the election timeline again. But we didn't have the text in front of us, and we also felt that it was really important to collaborate with the Elections Committee, who we think might have also been already working on this. So we're considering it. I think that's all it is. We just postponed bringing a recommendation. Just wanted you to know that we're looking again at changing the election timeline. Right, George?
Yes, that's right.
And we would really appreciate it if somebody would send us that, because we were trying to find it while we were on the phone. It didn't help.
This is Bob.
Hey, go ahead, Bob.
I'll try to dig it up. I got confused because there's two different changes of timeline that have been discussed. One was a formal bylaws amendment that was simply adjusting, was keeping the start date and end date, I think, the same, but adjusting within that, from, what was it, July 25th to whatever, November 15th. It was changing the allocation of how many days for this, how many days for that. And that failed. That was passed by the PNB and failed. I don't remember how many delegate assemblies approved it, but anyway, failed.
Three. Okay.
Okay, yeah. Now, however, I had brought up that what's much more crucial, and I think actually there's broad consensus on the
take it off.
Concept, not the details.
Take it off of speaker. Hit speaker again.
Is that it's really vital to move the elections permanently out of the fall when they consistently clash with the October pledge drives at several stations. And some people believe there's also a difficulty running up against government elections where people's attention is distracted. We don't need to get into the whole discussion tonight, but I'm just saying that what I was hoping is that the bylaws, and we actually passed a motion in the committee to ask the bylaws committee to come up with a proposal to then, and then the committee would work with the elections committee to try to come up with a joint proposal that can then be presented to the PNB, et cetera, because this is one that has to go to the voters, unfortunately. I say that unfortunately not because I don't want the voters to have input, but because it's going to delay the process and mean that next year's election, we're still stuck with it being in the fall. This would have to be on the ballot at next year's election, so then the election 2 years later can be in what I hope is a more reasonable time frame. So that's all. I just want to kind of reiterate.
So do you have the text of both of them?
Somewhere. I'll have to dig them up. But I will dig them up, you know, before the next bylaws working group meeting.
If anybody, I mean, Lydia, do you have it? You probably have one of them. Are you there, Lydia? Okay, well, whoever, it would be great if we got 10 copies of it.
I could probably find it and send it out when I get my networking back together again.
Great.